Finally done, Knick fans. Finally happened. And joining us right now, guy really who has to get some credit for this, two-time NCAA champion with Villanova, was a great coach at Hofstra. He coached Speedy Claxton, and I remember those days and all of that. He was phenomenal. There was a lot of talk about him. How many times was this guy's name mentioned to be coach of the Knicks? Here he is, the great Jay Wright. Jay, how are you?
Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy? Great to be on with you today, man.
I appreciate it, man. Look, first of all, I can't, as a lifelong Knicks fan since 1962, going to the old garden with my father, doubleheaders, I got to thank you for how you groomed these guys, you know, Jalen and Mikhail and Josh, to be the champions, not only with you in college, but on the NBA level. And I give you a lot of credit for that, Jay, and I can't thank you enough.
That's nice, Joe. They are great guys, man, as you know. And, you know, I'm a Philadelphia guy that obviously jumped on the bandwagon with the Knicks when those guys got there, and always followed the Knicks since my Hofstra days when Pat Riley was there. But it's really cool to see the New York fans who have been so loyal to this team. You guys probably know this, but like, I don't know anywhere in the country where they sell out every game forever. Even when the team's struggling, this Knicks fan base has stuck with this team. It's really cool. If you can say any fan base deserves it, the New York Knicks fans do.
Thank you.
You know what, Joe? You were probably there. The game four, what blew me away, sitting in the stands there was, like I said, I'm from Philly. It can get a little different in Philly, but the fans weren't groaning. I mean, it looked bad. I came up to the game because the guys asked me to come up. I couldn't get. My driver couldn't get within six blocks of the garden. I knew I was going to have to walk through crowds to get out of there. I would have left it in the third quarter. It looked so bad. But I had to stay and see the guys. And I was amazed how the New York fans in the garden, no one groaned. No one booed. They stuck with the team. And it was like there was a feeling. There was a feeling in that garden like everybody believed they were going to do it. I got to say, honestly, I was thinking it just wasn't their night. And everybody stuck with that team. And it was so cool to be in there at the end of that game with 18,500 people singing Frank Sinatra's New York, New York and Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z. That was one of my favorite experiences in sports of all time.
Yeah. No, it was an all-time, you know, if it wasn't the greatest Knick win of all time, it's certainly right there. And, you know, look, I mean, I always say this, Jay, when you have to slay that dragon, when you are, you know, chasing 53 years of painful history, okay, you have to do something that's historic. And that night, the Knicks did something historic, coming back from 29 points down in the NBA Finals. No team had ever overcome a deficit that big. You have to do it historically when you're slaying that dragon, Jay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and their ability to come back on the road the way they did in both those games was incredible, man. Like, it's one thing to do it at home, although 29 down, none of us had seen that first time in NBA history. But to do it on the road against a team that's playing with confidence early in the series, and then later in the series, a team that's playing with desperation, and against a great San Antonio's got great fans. The mental toughness of all those guys, that entire team, top to bottom, Mike Brown, gutsy decisions all through that series, just shows you top to bottom, from Leon Rose all the way to the trainers, like the mental toughness of that organization. It's been building for years. You got to give kids credit with that.
They've
been building that for years.
Yep. Now, no doubt about it, we're talking to the great two-time NCAA champion Villanova head coach Jay Wright, who, of course, the Villanova connection with this team, unbelievable. Now, Jalen and Mikhail, I think, had the two championships. I think Josh was only there for the first one. And let me just say this about that first one, 2016, okay, because I was out there, I was out there. I believe that was in Houston, and I was out there for that one. And this is, we're talking about one of the great championship games of all time. Chris Jenkins hitting that shot at the buzzer, Jay. And I remember looking at you, and you were like, I don't know, you couldn't believe it. I mean, you were just kind of like in stunned disbelief that it had happened. How about that game? Because that's one of, you beat North Carolina. That's one of the great championship games of all time. How about that game? Talk to me about that a little bit, Jay.
Well, we had a 10-point lead with about 3 minutes to go. And much like some of these Knicks games, everything went wrong from that point on. And it looked like we were going to blow it. And Marcus Page hit a three, a double clutch
three to tie
the game with 4.7 seconds, which was a mistake on our part to give up a three. So everything looked like it was going against us, and Villanova had won in 85 under Rolly Massimino. That was the first one for our group.
Yep.
That one we never forget, and we're bonded for life because of it.
Yeah, no doubt. And we're in great games of all time, no doubt about it. And tell me about Brunson, because, you know, Jalen has now moved into, you know, the pantheon of the all-time great Knicks. I mean, when we talk about the Knick Mount Rushmore, he's there now. I mean, there's no denying that. Number 11 is going to go to the rafters. You know, he's become iconic now. He had a Michael Jordan-like game last night. Did you ever, when you were coaching him, and he won two titles in college, but did you ever realize that this guy was going to be, he's so tough. He's just, you know, balls tough, Jay. No other way to say it. Did you ever realize he was going to become the great player that he's become now?
You know, it's interesting. I saw his post-game interview last night, and he said it, which made me feel better because I said, honestly, I always thought he'd be an NBA champion because he's got the leadership of a winner,
right.
But I thought he'd be the point guard, like as a number two guy with somebody. Even when he was in Dallas, I thought that was a good combo. Like he loved Luka, he loved team, and he was the point guard. You know, Luka was kind of the go-to guy down the stretch. But I remember when he made a decision to come to the Knicks, and I didn't influence him in any way. I just talked to him about it. But he said, like, I lead a team, you know. And even when he said it, I thought, all right, you do lead a team, but as a point guard. And he's proven, and, you know, it's not about saying it. He's just done it. You know, he's done kind of that Michael Jordan, as you said, that Kobe Bryant type of willing his team to win, not just by attitude, but by pure execution and mental toughness throughout an NBA run and throughout every stretch of every playoff game, to mentally take it on his shoulders, to make the right play, get to the foul line, make the big shot, take on the big moment, and respond, even if it didn't work out for him, to come back the next play with complete confidence. I can't say that I saw that. I'd be lying. And I think this does put him amongst, you know, the all-time great Knicks with Walt Frazier. It was pretty cool last night, Joe. Walt Frazier said, and I remember those two championship teams,
right,
because all of us were learning the game back. I was learning the game back then. You know, there were greats like, you know, Jerry West and Wilt Chamberlain and Lou Alcindor. And Willis Reed, like, wasn't one of those guys, but he was great. And Walt Frazier was a great guard, but he wasn't like a Michael Jordan type. But that team with DeBuscher and Bradley and all of that, that team was the ultimate NBA team. And to hear Walt Frazier last night compare those teams and say that they were just like those teams in the 70s, I was like, whoa. If Walt Frazier says that, man, that's one of the great compliments you can ever have.
Yeah, and he's 100% right. And let me just say this, too, about Jay Wright, because college basketball misses you, Jay. I know you don't want any part of that NIL nonsense and all of that. I get it. But let me say something. College basketball misses you. There's not a lot of – there's a short list of college basketball coaches that have two national championships, and you do. And you're one of the great coaches. You were great at Hofstra. You were an icon at Villanova. And I thank you as a Knick fan for sending us and developing these guys that have finally ended this 53-year freaking disaster that us Knick fans have had to live through. So God bless you, Jay. We miss you in college basketball. You really are. You're truly one of the great coaches, and we can't thank you enough, and I thank you for coming on today.
Thanks, Joe. I've listened to you over the years. I know you've lived and died with him, man. I'm happy for you.
Thank you, Jay. God bless. You be well.
Hey, buddy.
You be well. The great Jay Wright, really one of the great college basketball coaches of all time.